Welcome back to Charati Mechanach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Mrs. Michal Horowitz. Today we'll be studying Perek He in the Book of Mishlei. So this Perek actually takes a slightly different turn than the previous ones, which have been strongly focused on Chachma, Da'as, Bina, Yiras Hashem. I will quote the introduction to the Perek from the Steinsaltz Ketuvim. The main topic of this section is a warning to young men to steer clear of strange women. Not infrequently, a man turns from his wife to the arms of another woman who he considers at the time to be beautiful, smart, and charming, although there is no objective justification for this. The text cautions such a man who seeks a taste of forbidden fruit to keep his distance from the seductive woman. So on the Pshat, King Shlomo Mishlei, the wise father, is admonishing, instructing, and warning the son, the youth, to stay away from strange women in the street. However, there's a very interesting drashic interpretation which is very relevant. Continues the introduction in the Steinsaltz Ketuvim to the Perek. Throughout the generations, the strange woman described here has been interpreted as an allegory for ideologies that are in conflict with the Torah. Like the strange woman, such ideas can be attractive and seductive and can become the basis for an entire heretical culture. Indeed, the verses in this parak, in this chapter, can be understood on two levels, according to the simple meaning and according to the allegory. So this is very, very relevant, I'm sure in all generations, but I don't know, because this is the generation in which we live. There are so many ideas, norms, revolutions in society, things that we see today that were unheard of 2, 3, 4 generations ago. Ideologies that are so contrary to the Torah true way. And one must be very, very careful not to be enticed by the things that we see in everyday culture and the society around us. Hamevin Yavin. We need to be careful. So an overview of the Perek. Bini l'chachmasi hakshiva l'si Vunasi he hat azdecha. My son, to my wisdom pay attention, to my bina, my intuition, understanding, turn your ear. Lishmur mizimos vidas vasecha yunotsru, to maintain prudence and have your lips conserve knowledge, so you will guard your speech and speak only intelligent statements. For the lips of a strange woman who seeks to entrap you drip honey, sweet, pleasant words of seduction, and her palate is smoother than oil, but her end is bitter as wormwood. Her smooth talk is as sharp as a double-edged sword. Her feet go down to death, to the grave, her steps are directed. If you submit to temptation and accompany her, she will take you there with her. Be careful lest you mark out a path of life that you think is quick and easy but is dangerous. Her tracks wander. You will not know. Due to your limited life experience, you might think the road to the strange woman's house and back again is fast and easy, but appears as a short detour is a dangerous path. Now, children, listen to me. Do not depart from the sayings of my mouth. So again, I'm just going over the psukim here, mostly in English, because I want to get to what I want to focus on today, with the commentary of the Steinsaltz Ketuvim. Va'ata banim shumuli, and now my sons, listen to me. Va'alta surim imrifi, do not stray away from the utterances of my lips. Distance your way from her. Do not go near the entrance of her house, lest you give away your glory, your splendor, and your possession to others. Lest you give your years to the cruel, lest strangers be sated with your strength, and your toil be in the house of a stranger. You will moan at your end with the demise of your flesh and your body. You will say, how is it that I hated admonition and my heart spurned rebuke in our old age if we do not listen to the advice of our elders, our parents, our teachers, our rabbanim, the Torah? In the end, we will say, how was it when I had a chance, I hated admonition and my heart spurned rebuke? That's supposed to get bad. Va'amarta, eich sonesi musar v'toch achas na'atz libi. V'lo shamati b'kol morai, pasuk gedgema. How could I not have listened to the voice of my instructors, the voice of my teachers? V'limi lamdai lo hititi aznai. How is it that I did not turn my ear to my teachers? Kimat ha'yisi b'kol ra b'soch kahal v'eida. Because I didn't listen to my teachers, because I didn't listen to my instructors. I was on the verge of complete degradation in the midst of a congregation and assembly. I want to talk about the next two psukim. So in other words, again, the wise father, wisdom, Mishlei, is warning the youth, the foolish son, the impulsive boy, to be very, very careful. Do not go with strange women. Do not go into her house. It might look like an easy path, but in the end, she will be going down to the grave, and you will go along with her. And in the end of your life, you will regret that you did not listen to the Tochacha and the Musar. So save yourself now while you can.
I'm going to quote the next psukim. Okay, Pasuk Tesvav, Shusei Mayim Miborecha, drink water from your pit, bor is a pit, Yosef is thrown into the bor, Beis Vavrish, Vinozli Mitoch Be'erecha, and the water that flows in your be'er, in your well, Beis Aleph Reish, Yafutsu Ma'ayinosecha Chutza, let your springs burst forth outward, Berchovos palgeimayim, in the streets there will be streams of water. Yehiyu lechalavadecha ve'ein lezarim itach. Mishlei says they will be your own. There will be nothing for strangers with you. Yehi mekarcha baruch, may your source, may your font be blessed. Usmach me'eshes nurecha, rejoice with the wife of your youth. Just to tie it into tefillah, those words might be familiar to you. Pasuk Yedchas, yehi mekarcha baruch. You know, when I was preparing, by the way, I said, this pasuk is familiar. Where is this phrase familiar? And it took me a little while. And Baruch Hashem, Hashem helped me remember. It is in the tefillah lebanim on Erev Yom Kippur. There is a widespread custom of parents to bless their children before going to shul on Yom Kippur. And I remember, and I went to get the machzor, and yeah, it is Baruch Hashem. We say to the children, Yitein lecha banim ubanos, tzadikim v'tzidkanius, oskim b'torah v'mitzos, kayimim v'yihi mekarcha baruch. Hashem should bless you with sons and daughters, righteous men and righteous women who are busy with Torah and mitzvos all their days. V'hi mekarcha baruch, let your source be blessed. It's right here from Mishlei in our parak today, parak hey, pasuk gidches. Okay, so the parak is an admonition to stay away from a strange woman. Usmach v'eishes nuracha, rejoice with the wife of your youth. However, it is also on a deeper level not to be enticed by the ideologies that are foreign to Torah, which in the end will lead you astray and take you down to the grave. I want to talk about the psukim, pasuk tesvav and tezayin. Listen carefully. Shasei mayim miborecha, drink water from your pit, bor, beis, vav, resh. Vinozli mitoch be'ercha, be'erecha. There are three different types of cisterns described in these two psukim. First, drink water from your pit, P-I-T, beis vavrish, v'nozli mitoch be'erecha, and fluids from your own well, beis alafresh be'er, yafutsu ma'ayonosecha chutza, let your springs burst forth, berchovos palgeimayim, and the streams of water will flow in the open street. Okay. We talk about, in Shlomo Melech is talking about a bor, beis vavrish, which we could describe as a pit. Yosef is thrown into the bor. And then he's speaking about a be'er, beis aleph resh, a well. And then he's speaking about a ma'ayan, a spring. So there's a progression here from water, from drinking water, from in the bor, in the be'er, and then the ma'ayan. What is the difference between these three types of cisterns or holding cells, if you will, for water? I'm going to quote an insight that I heard from Rabbi Shai Schechter in the name of Rav Asher Weiss Shlita, one of the Gedolei HaPoskim today out of Eretz Yisrael. Rav Shai Schechter quoted in the name of Rav Asher Weiss, we know that the Avos and the Ma'ahos, so many of the biblical personalities, met at a well. They met at a Be'er. Perek Chav Dalet, Eliezer met Rivka at a Be'er. Perek Chav Tes, Yaakov met Rachel at a Be'er. Moshe and Sipora, Shemos, Perek Beis, they met at a Be'er. What is the significance of a Be'er Ma'ayim? A well of water. They didn't meet by the bar. They didn't meet by Ma'ayan. They met specifically by a Be'er, Beis Avresh. What is a bor, Beis Avresh, a pit? Man digs the pit, a man fills it with water. It's a hole. You made the hole, and you fill it with water. What is a Be'er, a well? Man opens the well, you have to dig, but God fills it with water. What is a ma'ayan? Ma'ayan, the waters burst forth like a geyser. Man does nothing, God fills it, so to speak, and God causes it to burst forth. God digs it, and he causes it to burst forth. Again, bor represents you do all the labor.
You dug it, you fill it with whatever you want to put inside. Be'er is water's there naturally, but you have to draw up the water. So you could say you dig it, but God fills it. Ma'ayan, the Ribbono Shel Olam does everything. Ma'ayan, God, so to speak, digs it, and God causes the water to burst forth. What is the significance? Some people think that life is a bore, a pit, which represents kochi v'atzim yadi asali yisachayza. I do everything. I, kochi v'atzim yadi asali yisachayza, from perachas of dvarim. The strength and might of my hand may be this well. A bore represents a person who thinks he's in charge of his life, he's responsible for his life, and all his efforts are solely because of him. I dug it, I filled it, I'm it. A bore. Ma'ayan represents the other attitude. God will do everything. I will be so mechal and ish. I'll sit in my house. I won't do a thing. I won't go to the supermarket. Manna will fall from Shemaim. I won't go to work. I'll have parnasa. I won't go for an interview and I'll still get into the seminary that I want. A ma'ayan represents the attitude of Hashem does everything. What is a be'er? A be'er has water inside. God put the water there. But you need to dig for water. The be'er represents the attitude of hishtadlus plus hashkacha. I have to put forth my own efforts. And if I put forth my own efforts, God helps those who help themselves. Open up for me an opening of a needle. I'll open up for you the opening of a ballroom. Hashem wants to help us. He wants to give us the water. It's there. But you have to dig it. So now we come back to our original question. Why were the avos and the mahos, did they meet by a well? Because it's a message of marriage, but you could say really it's a message of any relationship. Marriage is not a bore. You don't do everything. You have to learn how to give and you have to learn how to take. It's not a one-man job, one-person job. It's true of any healthy, normal, stable, close relationship. It's not a bore where you do everything. It's also not a mayan where you let someone else do everything. Relationship must be a be'er. It's a combination. Of course, you have to put forth your efforts, but the more you put forth your efforts, the more you will find the life-giving waters of blessing just waiting for you. Because it's a combination of my efforts, the other person's efforts, and then the Ribbono Shel Olam will bless the marriage, will bless the union, will bless the relationship. Therefore, the Avos met their Basher, you could say, by the Be'er to teach us, as Rav Asher Weiss, that that's how our approach to life has to be. We can't have the bar attitude, I do everything. We can't have the Mayan attitude, God, you do everything. We must have the Be'er attitude, not the bar, not the Mayan. Of course Hashem does everything, don't misunderstand. But the way of the world is that people need to asok atabiyadacha. You need to put forth your effort. That's how Hashem made us. We are shlichim shalamakom in this world, and we need to be productive. We need to be diggers. We need to be innovators. We need to be active participants in our destiny. The water's waiting for us. Hashem puts it there if we only put forth our effort. And therefore, and I want to add something so interesting. We were zochet to be in Eretz Yisrael last year for a Pesach, last year, 2022, Tavshin Pei Beis. So on one of our trips in the Gush region one day, the tour guide, phenomenal tour guide, and he pointed out, I took a picture of it, we stopped by a bor, and he pointed out the beauty of Lashon HaKodesh. Think of this, bor, the vav, the nekuda is above. A cholam, bor, the nekuda of bor is above. Be'er, the nekudos are below. Shva and seire, bor, the nekudos above. Be'er, the nekudos are below. Because he said why? The bor, what fills the bor, comes from above. You pour in something into the pit. You add something to the pit. Or if it rains, rain will go into the pit. But you dug the pit and you put in something from above. Be'er, the water comes from below. And therefore, by bar, the nekudos are above, and by be'er, the nekudos are below. What a beautiful, beautiful insight, a reminder of how incredible Lashon HaKodesh is. So what does this have to do with our psukim in Mishlei? Rabbi Shai Shechter said, so too of learning Torah. Listen to these psukim. Shosei mayim b'boracha. Ein mayim ela Torah, with the Zarif IB. We know Torah is compared to water. By the way, I don't have time to quote it, but I wanted to quote Rashi on this pasuk, so if you have time, you could go look it up. Rashi explains that these two psukim from our parak are all referring to Torah learning. Okay? Shosei mayim mi barecha. Rashi says, mi barsh and asanacha kodesh baruch hu l'chalkecha, hi Torah Moshe. Rashi says on these psukim in Mishlei that this is referring to the waters of Torah. Mayim michunasim, in the bar you have gathered waters. In the be'er you have mayim chayim, spring waters. And Rashi is saying it's speaking about water. Go, if you want, I quote a little bit of Rashi for you already. Okay. Talking about learning Torah in these psukim. So Shasei Mayim Mibaracha. Rabbi Shai Shechter said, in the beginning, Torah learning will be as difficult as a bar. We have to dig and dig and dig to make that hole. It's very hard work. And you don't see any fruits of your labor. You don't see anything inside. You feel like it's just a bar. You're just digging a pit and it's hard. Think of Rabbi Akiva, how hard it was to learn Torah. V'noz li mitoch be'erecha. But all of a sudden, if you keep at it, if you don't give up, learning Torah is going to become like a be'er. One day you're going to dig and you're going to find water. You're going to see that Hashem is rewarding you with the beauty, the life-giving waters of Torah. They're right there in front of you because you didn't give up. You kept digging, bar. And all of a sudden you came to, it transfers into, so to speak, it transforms into, so to speak, a be'er. With your efforts to amel in b'Torah, you're going to find the water of Torah. And finally, how will Torah become? Yafutsu mayinosecha chutza. The more you learn, the more water there will be. And finally, the divrei Torah, the Torah inspiration, the love of Torah, the excitement of Torah will just gush forth like water gushes forth from a spring. She'll say, mayim b'barecha. The beginning it's going to be hard. Kol haschalos, haschalos, kashos, says Rashi by Matan Torah. The beginning is hard. It's a pit. You don't see any results. Don't give up. V'nozim b'toch b'erecha. All of a sudden, one day you're going to see there's water here. I chop, I got it. I understand the inside. I'm doing better and better in my learning. I'm going maila maila. And you keep learning and you don't give up like Rabbi Akiva. Yafutsu mayino secho chutza. The waters will just gush forth. The Torah will just be overflowing within you. And we learn in life that that's what these psukim really teach us. Bor, not these psukim, but bor be'er mayan. Of what it means to be an Eved Hashem in this world. Bar is kochi ve'otzem yadi. That's not for an Eved Hashem. Mayan is somech al anesh. That's also not for an Eved Hashem. Be'er is a combination. I'm going to do my efforts. And hishtadlus. And Hashem will reward me. I will find the water there. And so our avos met by the be'er with their basher, the imahu. Last pasuk of the perek. Hu yamus be'e musar uberov ivalto yish geh. He will die for lack of admonishment, and in his abundant foolishness, he will err. Again, speaking to the youth, the young person, to remember that if you don't take the advice, in the end, you will perish in your affliction. Take my advice, says the wise father, and on the drash, do not become swayed away from Torah by false ideologies. Thank you so much. I wish everybody a wonderful day. Kol tov, and thank you to all. Thank you, everybody, for studying together. Le'ilui Nishmat and Le'zeicher Nishmat, Rose Foreman, Rachel Rachel, Bat Aryeh Leib, and Rachel Zeitlin, Rachel Bat Shlomo. May the Neshamot have aliyah in the merit of these Divrei Torah. I wish everybody a wonderful day.